Jay Giles Band Centerfold on Triple M Southwest. And I think it's about time we check in and see what our Dolphins of Geograph Bay are up to. I've got Jan from the Dolphins Centre on the line with me this morning. Happy New Year, Jan.
Yes, Happy New Year to you and all your listeners. Hope it's a good one this year.
Now, we are smack bang in the middle of prime dolphin season here in the Bay, and there's been a bit going on.
There certainly is. There's lots of it going on as the water temperature reaches its peak and all their habits change.
Yeah, so lots of babies in the Bay.
Well, yeah, we're starting to get the babies. So we've got lots of babies from last season that have survived through their first pretty vulnerable winter. And we've already got three newborns from this season in the Bay.
And I know that it's a long-standing tradition to name the Bay dolphins. So have we come up with some creative names?
Yeah, we like to name them in word association. So we've got little Wave, who Wave has had calves before called Swell and Surfer and names like that. So this time we've got Wave and Whitecap.
Cute.
And Wave and Whitecap have been loving joining in and with our swim tour guests. We don't go anywhere near the water. We don't get into the water with newborns. We leave the mums and the babies and we go off and find another group to get in on our licensed swim tours. But Wave and Whitecap, once the calf's got to about 6 weeks old, she's quite happily bringing the calf over, and the little Whitecap's loving getting in and buzzing around and having a look at people. There's a little boy went out last week and the lady that was with him sadly hurt her back as she was arriving at the Dolphin Centre, and so she couldn't go in the water. So one of our staff stepped back and said, I won't be a paid staff member today. I'll just look after this little guy, because he was so disappointed. And she took him out, and the dolphins, it was Shanty, came right up and looked him right in the face. And he was so excited. Yeah, he got the best interaction of anybody that day. It was awesome.
That's the kind of moment that just lasts an entire lifetime, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so cool that we can do that right here in the Southwest.
Right here in our Bay. It's
but awesome. You guys also not only do the fun stuff, but you also do quite a lot of scientific research, and you're gearing up for this year a dolphin census.
That's right. So in March, we're going to be encouraging everybody, pretty much from Binning up to down to Pepe Beach, to be involved with us. We're going to have an information night beforehand. Get involved with us, and you can either have a QR code on your phone or do it by paper if you're old school like me. And every single dolphin that we see for that the dates that we choose, which is the start of March, every single dolphin we see, we want to record and what behaviour they're doing. And so we would like to get, a dolphin census, a snapshot of where all the dolphins are over the, over 1 or 2 days in the whole of that area from Binning up to Pepe Beach.
Awesome. Boaties, I'll let you know the days where we got to bunk off work and go and help out.
Absolutely. Boaties, dog walkers, kayakers, anybody swimming, anybody who can see them from their house. They don't even have to move from
home. Done. I'm in. I can do it on my sea kayak, Jan. Lock me in.
Awesome. Done. Beautiful.
And if you do want to have a really cool dolphin encounter and you're on your own boat, just make sure you check out the regulations of what you can and can't do, how close you can get, and definitely no feeding. If you would like more information, get yourself to the Dolphin Centre, because they've got all the expert info there.